You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The time is 6:53. It is the WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. And yesterday, we heard three segments of a conversation that I had earlier this week with Jane Graham Jennings, the executive director of the women's community here in Wausau. Monday after the show, I had a chance to sit down for a conversation with Jane, talking about being Domestic Violence Awareness Month in the month of October. And we have a chance to talk about a number of issues. And I thought it was going to be a discussion that would air probably over two segments yesterday. But there was so much to the conversation. We had three segments that aired yesterday. I have two more segments that will air today. And in fact, you'll be able to hear the entirety of the interview in one sitting by either going to the podcast. And then we'll have a link to our YouTube channel where the entire interview with me and Jane Graham Jennings is waiting for you to listen. But let's continue the conversation as Jane Graham Jennings and I talking about a number of issues, including funding for groups like the women's community.
A general question. Again, during this era right now, we see a lot of groups and organizations losing funding. How are things right now? Because I know that you get a lot of support from individuals, but I'm sure there are also funding mechanisms that are vitally important to be able to continue to do the work that you do. Where do you stand right now in that realm? Because I do know of you, we hear story after story about resources being pulled and making so very difficult for these organizations. Where's the women's community right now?
We are okay. We lost a significant funding through a federal grant that had been decreasing for several years. For a whole lot of complex reasons, but that's called the Victim of Crime Act grant. The state of Wisconsin, actually, we talked to legislatures and they did a short-term stopgap funding last funding cycle. And so there was some funds that we were able to access that prevented us from laying people off. And then in the last budget cycle, we again, the state legislator gave $20 million to victim services over for the next 2 years. So that currently is going in process. The Department of Justice is working out how that will be distributed to agencies. So the state has attempted to help in some way, but there is also some concerns about federal grants being pulled. Right now, there are numerous restraining orders that have prevented those the stop of that funding. So we are still currently getting that funding. But as that works its way through the court system, if the restraining orders are lifted and if the administration wins those, then we will lose any federal funding that we currently have. And that will impact not just the women's community, but numerous programs throughout the state. Some programs will close. And so what we really need people to understand is there's not going to be less victims in those communities. They're just not going to have resources. And where are they going to go? To places that do have resources.
Let me ask you this, because when I hear you say this, it frankly upsets me, makes me angry in terms of the idea that we go back to one of the first things that we talked about here, that the number of homicides involved in domestic violence is as high as it's ever been in the state of Wisconsin. When you talk to legislatures here in the state, we'll put to the side the issues federally right now, but just here in the state of Wisconsin, because when you said, $20 million over two years? Frankly, when you think about that, that's not a lot of money in the big picture, not at all. I mean, that's 2 years, $20 million. I mean, that's frankly ridiculous in my opinion. When you talk to a state legislature that represents maybe here in central Wisconsin or anybody that's down in Madison, because you go down there, yes, I'm sure I have many conversations about this. When you say We have a record number of people that are losing their lives because of homicides, because of domestic violence, and we don't need less funding. We need more funding, yes. Or else we have to lay off people. Yes. What do they say? I'm really curious about that.
Well, when we were actually talking to them in the last budget cycle, we had requested $66 million, and they approved $20 million. So while there is a concern, and actually one of the local representatives here in Wausau was one of the key people that made that happen. He was really pushing for the support because he recognizes the problem of domestic violence in our community, and he wants people to have help. The unfortunate thing is this shouldn't be a political issue. You shouldn't play politics with someone's lives, but that's what ends up happening. People just get as stuck into the politics of it, and they are not thinking about how more people are going to die.
To shake your head, because again, that's the role of our elected officials, is to try to make lives better for the people that they serve. So I guess I would say to anybody out there listening, when you have a chance to talk to any of your state legislators, or whether or not, you know, as a campaign season comes up, ask them about this, because ask them about what their priorities are, because frankly, in our system, it doesn't work unless we are active in that way, because the idea of a place like the women's community being forced to lay off workers because the funding isn't there is frankly inexcusable in a society that has, I think, the resources to be able to give to people like yourselves. But that's my editorial comment.
And coming up in about 22 minutes or so at 7:22, we'll hear the final segment of our conversation with Jane Graham Jennings, the Executive Director of the Women's Community here in Wausau, Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we'll talk about some of the events going on. In fact, there's one going on later on today involving Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So we'll hear about that coming up again in about 22 minutes or so at 7:22. I am Chad Holmes. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes. And one more segment with Jane Graham Jennings. She is the Executive Director of the Women's Community. We are talking about Domestic Violence Awareness Month and a whole bunch more. And there is something that you can do to show that you're thinking about the people and thinking about the people that are fighting to end domestic violence in our community.
Well, one thing, Domestic Violence Awareness Month is purple. So if you see purple ribbons, wearing purple ribbons, that's you're showing support for
purple
survivors.
Hair.
Purple hair.
We do record this for YouTube, so people can actually watch it on YouTube, and if you're watching the camera, you'll see Jane has some purple hair to mark the occasion.
That's for the whole month. And then we have some other interesting things happening. So there's a clothesline project throughout the month at various locations, and that is basically survivors putting their stories on t-shirts and jeans and hanging that up. And it's a visual for people to see what it looks like, and then it's also a healing thing for survivors to kind of put their pain and their story out on display without them being personally identifiable. We also have a really interesting workshop on Wednesday at North Central Technical College, Understanding the Amish and Mennonite Culture and Barriers to Domestic Violence. So that we have a keynote speaker who's going to be talking about that. And then there will also be a meeting the author of a book about surviving domestic violence in Amish and Mennonite culture. So that is this month. The 27th is the book discussion, and the 15th, you do have to register at NTC, but we would welcome anyone who wants to come and learn a bit more about understanding Amish, Mennonite, and domestic violence.
That is incredibly interesting, because you don't think of that. Again, and I imagine that so much of the work that you do, people will probably say, oh, I never considered that. Right. I never thought of that. I would never have guessed that. And I mean, that's I can only imagine how many times you must hear that.
Yeah. And even in the field, we are always learning because there are pockets of cultures and populations that are, unfortunately, domestic violence happens everywhere. It's just far too common. But there are pockets of things that we need to understand so that when someone comes to our services, we at least have a baseline understanding of what additional barriers are going to exist for someone from a different culture. So we're very grateful to the keynote speaker who's a survivor, who's going to be talking about what the journey was for her and what it's like being Amish and Mennonite surviving domestic violence.
Real quickly, I guess I'm piqued a little bit about that. Within certain communities, the barriers are even higher, aren't they?
Yes.
And I imagine that in a community like that, the barriers must be fairly high.
The more isolated a community is, the more often people aren't able to ask for help. In certain cultures and the way things work, you're not supposed to go outside of your culture to get help. But if the person harming you is one of the leaders of that community, where are you going to get help? That happens in various communities and cultures and organizations and jobs even.
For folks out there that are in those situations that need help, what do they do?
First, know that you're not alone. It's not your fault. Nothing you ever do can make someone hurt you, because victims so often think that they can, that they've caused the harm. You haven't. Reach out for help. There is help for you. Always, when people aren't ready, they're not sure, you can always call anonymously and just ask questions. You can call our 24-hour support line and talk to someone just to help you start thinking things through. We can be a respite place for you, just to call and come spend some time in our serenity room, just so you can think away from the noise of being in this relationship that's so confusing. Just reach out. People are, I can handle it, it's going to get better. Most often we don't see that to be true. Most often it escalates and gets much worse. So please reach out. Help is available. We are here. We believe you and we understand.
You mentioned as well earlier that you often will get notes with donations saying, well, thank you, because in the past there was not a place like this.
Yes.
For my mother or somebody else within a community. If there is somebody out there, because as we talked about, there are challenges financially. If people say, and people have opportunities to give in different areas, if they think this is an area that is worthy of the support, what's the best way for them to reach out to you and to provide? Because every little bit, I'm sure, helps.
Yes. Well, actually, thanks for asking that, because during October, we had a donor who is doing a challenge, a match challenge. So if we can, they will match up to $10,000 of any donations that come in for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So our website, you can go to our website and we have the ways you can give there. We have Venmo, we have PayPal, you can send a check, good old-fashioned check for anyone who's still writing checks. We accept all of it.
And I see on the very front page, right on the right-hand side, says donate. Part of our show notes, and every day that when we do this program, we have a podcast page and we will have a link to the Women's Community website and you can see donate right there. Boy, that's wonderful to have somebody that's going to be a match. And that,
yes.
So if somebody here is thinking about it, this is the month to do it, because your donation is twice as
double it. Yes.
That's good. So again, we will put the link to the Women's Community website on our website. And again, just check it out at WXCO.FM under the news section and our morning report section. And then you can also hear the entirety of our conversation. And also we'll have a link to our YouTube, because then you can listen to it all in one sitting as well. So you can get all the information that we've been talking about here today. Anything that we've missed that you'd like to kind of touch on before we leave? Because I often will have a discussion and then we'll get done, and like 10 minutes later after a guest will leave, I'll think, oh, I should have asked this, or something that we want to make sure to touch on before we wrap up. Anything that you want to kind of finish with here this morning?
Again, it's so complex. So I always want to, first of all, to anyone who is experiencing harm, you're not alone. It's not your fault. Always. And then to friends or family who are like, I don't know what to do about this. I don't know if I should call. The thing I say is, nothing changes if no one knows. Does making a phone call to law enforcement make it worse? Maybe. But we also know nothing changes if no calls are made. Secrecy enables harm to continue. we have to bring it out of the secrecy, which is why we try to raise awareness.
The last time we talked, I said to you that, and I think you said as well, that the ultimate goal is that you won't have a job.
Yes.
That's the ultimate dream, that you would not have to have a job. But I will say for everybody in our community, thank you for what you and your colleagues do for the people that need the help the most. And I think it's such a vital part of our community, what you and the women's community have done for so many years. So Jane Graham Jennings, Executive Director, thank you again for your time here during this Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And again, hope to have you back again real soon.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We are going to take a break. We'll have more coming up. WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitel. You're on 98.9 WXCO.
Good morning, everyone. This is the WXCO A Morning Report on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. Well, in case you might have noticed by now, I am not a Chad Holmes. I am your engineer / producer, Ian Welsh. And today is October 15th. The temperature is, it's a little chilly right now. It's a high of 46, so definitely a chilly one out there. But we did get a really good rain last night. It was pretty consistent, and I gotta tell you, it was some much needed rain, absolutely. But it should be a pretty nice day today. Looking at a high in the, lower 50s. And then as we head towards the weekend, it should be pretty comfortable. Friday is looking like in the low 70s. Saturday being the low 60s. And Sunday will be in the mid 50s. And not really much chances of rain on the weekend. There's a possibility for rain on a Thursday, but we'll take it one day at a time. Well, something I'd like to mention, and something that I did with the family last night that was so amazing. Last night, my family and I got to go to the Grand Theater and see the Addams Family for their opening night performance. And let me tell you, this show was absolutely hilarious. I mean, so many funny moments, all your favorite characters from the classic series, they all had their moments. The music of the show was absolutely spectacular. But it wasn't a sold-out show, I noticed, because in the seats where we were sitting, there was actually quite a few empty seats in front of us. But it was still a very good crowd. And the rain didn't stop people from coming out to this show. truly a very funny show. And personally, as an actor, I think it's really awesome to just actually be able to go in a CA performance instead of just being in it, because it's nice to be on, you know, both sides of the stage, to be on the stage but also be in the audience as well, because you get to, you know, appreciate the different perspective of the theater. Hey, but don't you worry. If you're still interested in seeing the Addams Family, they do have one more performance tonight. Yep, this show is actually a two-night show. Last night was their opening, and tonight is their final performance before they move on to the next city. So if you have your tickets, you would truly be in for a very funny and very one-of-a-kind spooktacular show. I remember that's at the Grand Theater tonight at 7:30. And it would probably be best to get there probably half an hour early, just in case. And if you need to allow for extra time as well. And speaking of the theater, Wausau, a community theater, is currently underway with their rehearsals for Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. And yes, I am a part of that one as well. Performances for that show are actually coming up pretty quick. Those shows will be on November 7th, 8th, and 9th. And these shows will be at the Veninga Theater at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point campus, the Wausau campus. And they also just announced their auditions for their annual holiday show coming up of the timeless classic of A Christmas Carol. And those auditions will definitely be very popular because A Christmas Carol is a timeless story that has been put on by the Wausau Community Theater for over 20 years. Auditions for that show will take place on Saturday, October 25th at 2 p.m. and Monday, October 27th at 6 p.m. And those will be at the Wausau Community Theater building. You can find more information about that on the WCT Facebook page and also on their website as well. Well, we are coming up on the top of the hour. We're going to have a quick update with the news, weather, and sports as well. A rough two first games for the Brewers, but hopefully they can make a comeback. It's still early, but, it'd be nice if they could kind of bring their hay game, get back on the winning track. Chad Holmes will be with us at 8:22, and hopefully I can get a win on the number of the day quiz. That's all coming up in about 20 minutes. You're listening to the WXCO Morning Report on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 12:30 AM. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Bit of a dreary start here in north central Wisconsin. It's overcast. Temperature stands at 47 degrees. Getting a dose of fall. Rest of the day, mostly cloudy and a high of 55. Thursday,
chance of showers in 57, but then things will start to warm up again on Friday with mostly cloudy skies and a high of 71 degrees. Of course, you can hear the forecast with our Civic Media weather team at the top and bottom of every hour, part of our information updates here on 98.9 WXCO. With Ian Walsh, I am Chad Holmes. Thank you, Ian, for covering for me in the last segment.
You're welcome, Chad. It was definitely some much-needed rain last night. It's actually perfect atmosphere for seeing the Adams, family last night. It was so awesome my family and I got to see that. I've been looking forward to that show over quite some time.
Yeah, I know you were.
Not disappoint.
Absolutely. So, no, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Glad it was a fun time. And as you said earlier as well, another opportunity for folks to go and see it later on this evening at 7:30.
That's right.
Also a chance tomorrow for you to join us, as tomorrow we are having a 98.9 WXCO station open house.
That's right.
We want you to stop on by. We will have some finger food courtesy of the Mint Cafe here in downtown Wausau. We'll give you an opportunity to take a look around, be able to sit in front of the microphones, be able to talk to us, ask us questions, give us your thoughts on things maybe you'd like to see on the air, maybe things that you would change, maybe just ideas. So again, we would just love to have you come on by and take a look around and just say hello. Enjoy a little bit of the snacks. We have some WXCO swag as well that we will give away. So again, don't have to be here for the entirety. Just pop on in when you have a chance, anytime between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. That's 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. tomorrow here in downtown Wausau. Again, we're located at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, 301 North 3rd Street. We're right across from the new Foundry on 3rd, right across from Washington Square. So you really can't miss us. Got a big sign that says Bull Falls Radio right here at the corner Washington and 3rd. So we'd really like you to come on by. Let your friends know. Let others know. Just pay a visit. And again, we'd love to hear your thoughts on what you'd like to see from us in the next year and maybe things you enjoy as well. So again, that's from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. tomorrow, our WXCO station open house. And also, you can come on by between 2 and 4 and watch Todd Alba do his show live. Yep, the statewide show that Todd does every day from our Madison headquarters. But he is going to be coming up here to Wausau and do his show live here from our studios at the corner of Washington and 3rd Street.
That's cool.
From 2 until 4 p.m. tomorrow. So that should be a lot of fun to come by and see Todd do his thing tomorrow. And again, just part of our activities for our station open house. So hopefully we will see you tomorrow.
You have a number of the day that you want to test me on. Bring your numbers and see if you can help me get out of my losing rut. Right? And just a fun little challenge as well.
Exactly right.
There's plenty of numbers out there. I mean, no topic is too vague. Trust me. We talked about a lot of different topics that were kind of weird.
We'll have that coming up in just one moment. But first, real fast, I want to remind people to join us tonight from 6 till 8 p.m., another edition of the Big High School Sports Show right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. I'll be joined by Jason Foster. We'll talk about what's going on in high school football. It is the final week of the regular season for 11-player football and the start of the playoffs for 8-player football. Plus, we'll be joined by our guest, D.C. Everest head football coach Braden Mitchell. Evergreen's coming off a big win against Stevens Point last week. He'll be with us at 6:30. And Cooper DePoint, the Wausau West senior, he had a massive game with more than 260 yards rushing last week in the Warriors' win over Eau Claire Memorial. He'll be with us at 7:06. So join us tonight, 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show right here on 98.9 WXCO and online. And also you can watch the show live by going to YouTube.com and the 98.9 WXCO YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's see if we can get Ian back on the winning track here with our number for the day quiz.
Yeah, I gotta focus.
2 weeks ago, 0 for 5. Last week, 0 for 5. This week, 0 for 2. That's not good.
No, it is not.
That is not good at all. So let's see if we can get it right today. And, of course, this past Sunday was Thanksgiving in Canada. We will have our Thanksgiving coming up in November.
Okay.
And, of course, lots of folks get a turkey for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Our number for the day is the number of turkeys raised in Minnesota each year. Minnesota is the top turkey-producing state in the United States.
Okay.
So how many turkeys are raised in Minnesota every year, the number one turkey-raising state in the country?
Okay, what are my choices?
Your choices are 32 million turkeys, 40 million turkeys, 48 million turkeys.
This is every year in Minnesota?
This is the number of turkeys raised in Minnesota each year. 32 million, 40 million, or 48 million turkeys.
You know what, I'm going to say 40 million. Final answer, 40 million.
On Monday, it was the middle number. Yesterday, it was the biggest number.
Yeah.
Today, it was the smallest number.
Oh, darn it.
32 million turkeys raised in Minnesota each year.
Am I trying too hard?
Tomorrow is our open house day, so you're going to have to get it right, or else we're going to have everybody comes in here give you numbers to see if you can get one of theirs right.
Oh, absolutely.
But we will see you tomorrow.
Absolutely. Have a great day, everybody.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.